Today's readings are about being called, responding to a call, and taking the risk to be a prophetic voice. In Hebrew scriptures, we hear about the call of Samuel, who did not identify the call when he first heard it. And in the gospel, we hear the call of Philip and Nathanael, ordinary people who took a risk to give up their former lives and follow Jesus. I think there are three common elements to any prophetic call. The first is being open to being called in the first place. Throughout Scripture, we hear God continually calling people. But in order to hear a call, a person needs to be in a posture of listening. The characters in today's readings made a decision to be open to a message. It was an intentional act of listening. The second characteristic of a prophet is risking to respond. It's good to be open to a new message. Everyone is invited, and many may even hear a call, but not everyone takes the risk to follow it. The third element that I believe is part of call is to not control it. This is the hardest part. What's essential is letting go of control, not knowing how the call will turn out, risking to not have all the answers, but remaining with unanswered questions that can leave us uncomfortable. Following a call is risky. It takes one into new territory. It's not safe or familiar. It is often unpopular and against what the world describes as common sense. And this is when one gets scared and tries to control the outcome. If it's true that God is continually sending these messages, then it's not surprising that prophets come in all shapes and sizes and from the strangest places. Prophets come to us even today in guises that we would not recognize or expect. I'm going to tell a story of when a prophet came to me from a very unexpected source. It was exactly 21 years ago this month. These same readings were read in my church at St. Mark's in Washington, D.C. It was the weekend of the second inauguration of Bill Clinton, January 20th, 1997. My brother and sister-in-law joined me in Washington to attend the inauguration and the ball. It just so happens that was also the Sunday that our associate rector of 10 years was leaving the parish. Our church was in a search for a new rector, and I was co-chairing the first part of the process. Our associate rector wrote a letter to everyone in the parish indicating that she wanted the job as the rector. The Diocese of Washington required that there's an open search process for a new rector. So if our associate wanted the job, she first had to leave during the search process. And the parish was completely divided. Half wanted to hire her on the spot and half wanted her to leave. And it was very painful for her to leave, and I was one of those leaders blamed for her having to leave. So it was a time of personal pain for me as well. That Sunday, she preached on the gospel we just heard. She quoted the part of the gospel where Jesus saw Nathanael sitting under the fig tree. She said that the significance of the fig tree in Jewish culture was that it was a symbol of prosperity and safety for the Jewish people. It is used throughout Scripture as a symbol of wisdom, a place of safety and surety. By calling Nathanael out from under the fig tree, Jesus was calling Nathanael out into the unknown. Nathanael left the safety of that fig tree into this unknown place to follow Jesus. The image of leaving the safety and shade of the fig tree would not have been lost on the original hearers of this gospel story. Our associate said that leaving St. Mark's was God's way of calling her out into the unknown. She said that our parish was her fig tree. It was her place of safety. And now she knew she had to leave it. I listened to that message and I found myself in my seat crying uncontrollably. and unable to stop the tears. I think my brother and sister-in-law thought I had completely cracked up. But what happened that moment for me was that I realized for nearly 20 years, I'd been hiding under my own fig tree. I had been unwilling to do the things necessary when God calls. I wasn't open to listen to God's call. I was afraid to respond. I was in a good job that paid well. I had a solid position, and I did not want to respond to a call. And I wanted to control the outcome of anything that would have to do with my future. The prophet came to me that Sunday from an unexpected source. Our associate rector, someone who was angry with me because I had frustrated her plans of becoming rector. And she became the prophetic voice with the message that I needed to hear. It was the Sunday I finally broke down. I finally heard a message and knew I needed to respond. Well, 21 years later, we're reading this passage, and here I am standing before you on our common journey into the unknown. Prophets come from the strangest places. They are ordinary people. Who are the prophets in our midst? And I submit they are simply sitting to your right and your left, in front of you or behind you. On Wednesday, January 3rd, just before Phil's funeral, I opened a letter from a woman who used to be a member of this parish. I had called her a few weeks earlier asking if I could come and visit her because she hasn't been here for a long time. She actually said she did not want to come. She did not want communion. But I opened up this letter from her, and she said, "Father Ron, would you please bring me communion?" It was the first time she had communion in 20 years. So I went. I called her immediately and set up to meet with her Friday the 5th. I went to her house, and we had the most extraordinary visit. The topic of the conversation centered around call, and how over 40 years ago she felt this call by God to leave the church altogether. Then 10 years later, she had this call to return to church, which she did not want to answer. She did come, but it was a struggle for her, but she was obedient, which is at the heart of the word listening. She was clear that both of these were genuine calls by God, and God was working with her in her the entire time to help her mature in her faith and spirituality. We had one of the most profound theological conversations I have ever had with anyone. God called her out of something that felt safe and secure from the time she was a child to leave the church, which was her own fig tree, in order for a new call to emerge within her. She is now on a new path of call and spiritual growth. And I look forward to learning more and more from her and growing with her into the future. She was indeed a prophetic voice coming from a truly unexpected place for me that day. Her depth of faith and connection to the grace of the Holy Spirit was truly inspirational and represented a genuine call out and back into the church. In the gospel, Nathanael says of Jesus, "Can anything good come from Nazareth?" He knew the place. It was the next town up the road. How can someone great come from backwater like Nazareth? God calls people from the oddest places. Samuel was just a boy in the temple. Philip and Nathanael were from small towns in Galilee. Tomorrow we will be celebrating Dr. Martin Luther King. He came from the Red Clay Hills of Georgia and had a prophetic call, like Jesus did, that, like Jesus, also led to his death for challenging the powers and principalities of the world. Many of us come from small towns and humble beginnings. Like Nathanael, who asked, "Can anything good come out of Nazareth?" we can ask ourselves, "Can anything good come out of Hebron or Stores?" Just look to your left and right. Think of the way the prophets into your life come to you every day. We need to ask ourselves, are we leaving ourselves open to God's call for us? Are we ready to respond to that call that is taking place in our lives? And are we willing to give up control of the outcome and willing to be used in unexpected ways by this prophetic voice that we hear? Like Nathanael, who asked, "Can anything good come out of Nazareth?" we must ask, "What good can come out of you and me?" Like Nathanael, we must risk to let go of our fig trees. We must consider what is holding us back from leaving those safe places that may not encourage growth in the Spirit. Do we have the courage to leave the fig trees of our own life and step out into the unknown and to respond as Samuel did? Are we ready to hear our call and say, "Here I am, Lord, speak, for thy servant is listening." Amen.